Rove McManus, Sam Frost. Today FM.
There's Conrad Sewell with Remind Me on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. Rove and Sam. Gosh, I love Conrad. Love that song.
Oh, I love him love so much.
Love him. I wonder if we could get him on the phone. We'll see what we can do after this pre-recorded intro.
Our pal Conrad Sewell returns to the show as his song Remind Me has settled into the top 10 on the iTunes charts in Australia. Recently, Conrad did a stripped-down version of All I Know for Spotify. You know, I once tried to do a stripped-down version of this show and Sam threw up on the desk.
Way to make a guy feel good about his body.
Conrad Sewell, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God, we miss you. We're going to say it.
Because you're always so much fun.
I know, right? I miss you guys too. I mean, you were just here. We were chilling in the SLS. Living
live. We can name the hotel now we're not in it anymore. People can stalk it all they want. Now, you're only just back in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, I just finished my tour with Jess Glynn. I got back just in time for the Grammys and all that madness. But it feels good to be home.
Last time when we spoke to you, you said you were going to try and not drink as much and you were trying to have a bit of a detox. How's that going for you?
I did do quite well. I did most of the tour sober, apart from one night in Miami where I kind of lost my mind and lost my phone and my dignity. But outside that one night, I've been a very well-behaved boy.
Did you get the phone back? Because that's terrifying, losing the phone.
Rope, I didn't. It was a nightmare. I had all my voice memos, like with song ideas and a lot of numbers that you don't want people having, and it was a nightmare. But hopefully the song ideas are safe in the gutter somewhere. Otherwise, we're going to have some talented homeless people coming out with some new bangers on the radio.
Now, did you go to the Grammys?
No, I actually didn't, Rope, because I could have gone, but to me it's very depressing because I wasn't nominated. I have been before. I went a couple of years ago when I was just writing songs for people, and I promised myself I wouldn't go back until I was nominated and I was there for a reason. So
that's
I attended
cool.
The after parties and stuff, but it's always one of those like, I just want to be there. I want to have my Michael Jackson moment when I'm walking away with six. So until that happens, I'm boycotting.
No, I absolutely get that. And that's really good to set a goal like that. How have you found after the tour your US career is going? Are you building a nice little fan base?
I am. You know, the main thing about Americans, they're very, like, proactive on social media, so you really start to see it build really quick and make sure they tell you how much they love you. And I think it's just like anything, man. You just could keep going and continuing to put out good songs and eventually people start to notice.
Hey, Conrad, quick question. Whose after party did you go to? Did you not get into Tigra's party or whoever that is?
I was at the Weeknd.
G2
had a party and it was the Weeknd's birthday. It was an XO affair.
Now, Conrad, we here in the Rove and Sam studio are a little obsessed with the Twitter feed of one Mr. at Kanye West. From a muso's point of view, you're on the other side of the velvet rope. What do you make of it?
It's hard because I'm the biggest Kanye West fan in the world. I mean, I have pillows in my house that have Kanye West quotes on them.
What does it say? I met God?
Yeah, no, they are. Some things like that. One of the quotes is, my biggest regret is that I'll never get to watch myself play live.
Oh, Conrad, you're
which is kind
that.
Of, in a weird way, no, because, like, if that's true. As a performer, you would love to watch yourself to be able to critique yourself. You never get to do that.
I'll allow it.
I will say that lately the rants have gotten to the next level, and I sometimes do wish I could pat Mr. West on the back and say, buddy, maybe take a seat for a second and let the music do the talking. We live in a crazy world right now.
Now, Conrad, you mentioned earlier about there was a little throwaway reference to finishing your album. Does that mean we're going to see the album, the much-anticipated debut album soon?
Yeah, I probably got like 2 weeks left working on it, and then we're going to get it out as soon as possible. I've got some features on it that we had to sort of wait, you know, to get locked down, so it's finally coming together, and I'm so excited about it because it's been a while coming.
Well, mate, all the best with it. We can't wait to hear from you when it comes to the singing career.
Thank you, guys.
The new single, Remind Me, is out now. Thanks, as always, Conrad Sewell.
Oh, you're so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
And coming up after 7, which I know is technically now, but let's not split hairs, we are joined by the super funny, super delightful Sarah Silverman. Don't go anywhere. Well, you can't. You're probably at your house right now. Rove and Sam, Today FM.